Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There are two major financial developments this week where the rest of the American media will mislead you. First, we have the announcement today from the Federal Open Market Committee at the conclusion of their two-day meeting. For months, so-called financial experts predicted that the Federal Reserve would raise benchmark interest rates as early as April. When that was not telegraphed at the previous FOMC meeting, the alleged know-it-alls changed their tune to say that higher interest rates would take effect in June. In a few hours, we will learn what the Federal Reserve says, but you don't have to wait because I can tell you now what you will hear. The most important thing to understand is that the largest beneficiary of low interest rates is the world's largest debtor, the U.S. government. Each 1% interest rate increase would cost the feds at least $500 million a day in higher interest costs. Therefore, the committee will do everything possible to avoid raising rates. However, the FOMC faces a dilemma. Politicians in Washington want to pretend that the U.S. economy is recovering. An honest analysis of financial data shows that is not happening. But if it were to occur, interest rates would inevitably rise. The committee can't have it both ways. Either interest rates will stay down because the economy isn't growing, or they will be forced higher, pretending there is a recovery. The FOMC announcement today will be another prime example of double talk. First, it will claim that the economy continues to improve. Right after that will be a caution that the recovery is precarious so that the feds will not rush to increase interest rates. In effect, the statement will not really say anything other than the interest rate increases are not imminent. Beyond that, analysts can twist the verbiage any way they want. No matter what the FOMC says today, the bottom line is that interest rates are not going to rise at all, or at most by 0.25% this year. Anyone who claims otherwise doesn't know what they are talking about. Be sure to tune in Friday when I discuss this week's other major financial development. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.